It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for the hottest radio segment since the STD shout out of the week. Looking at you, Damon from Ontario.
Oh, man.
We had to discontinue that one, and instead we do If you haven't heard it, COVIDsanity is where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic, like this one. Many parents around the world are frustrated that their kids aren't in school right now.
Oh, my God. And the kids are frustrated, too. Totally. My daughter hates it.
And schools have received hundreds and hundreds of emails and impassioned speeches over Zoom telling them why they should reopen and start doing in-person classes for the children. Well, an entire school board in Northern California decided to talk about it recently via video chat.
Okay.
Unfortunately for them, they had no idea that their Zoom meeting was public.
Oh no.
And then this happened.
Are we alone?
Yeah.
If you're gonna call me out, I'm gonna f you up.
Whoa.
Sorry, that's just me.
They want to pick on us because they want their babysitters back.
Right.
Right.
Uh-oh. Laura Lanier, just FYI, you guys have the meeting. We have the meeting open to the public right now.
Nuh-uh.
That's what Lori just said.
Oh my God. And excuse me, babysitters? What? Oh no, we just want our children to learn to read.
Yeah.
Okay.
After that, the video was posted anonymously on YouTube, and there was obvious backlash from the parents and everyone in the local community, so the entire board decided to resign.
Oh
good.
No.
They should have gotten fired somehow.
I mean, it's like good, but like, but who are they going to get to be
honest?
Because that is a terrible job.
Goddess, it doesn't bode well for reopening the schools sooner when the entire board resigned. Meanwhile, a guy robbed a gas station in St. Louis last week, but instead of having his mask up around his face, he lowered it under his chin so he could clearly say to the cashier, give me all your money.
It's always good when the criminals are now unmasking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cops had a great look at him from the surveillance video once he pulled his mask down, and they easily identified who he was.
Jeez. Foiled again.
Meanwhile, an 8-year-old kid in California is going viral today for figuring out a way to get around going to virtual school.
Ooh.
All she did was wake up early every morning and enter her password wrong into Zoom 20 times so she'd get locked out.
Oh my God.
And then she'd tell her mom Zoom was acting up, and her mom would email the teacher and let them know they were having technical problems her daughter couldn't attend.
Wow. We can't get in.
Eventually, the school's IT guy was sent out to their house to take a look at their computer, and he couldn't figure out what the problem was.
No!
This girl is so happy at that point.
But is she sweating? Like, I mean, she's 8, and she's like, oh my God, they just brought a specialist in?
Yeah. After 3 weeks, they sent her to another house with a different kid so that she could log in and take the classes with them. And while the kid was going to the restroom, the 8-year-old was on her computer logging in the wrong passwords.
Oh, no! Again!
And the kid came back and caught her doing it. And that's how they found out what was wrong.
Yep. Snitches.
Oh my
snitches
God.
Get snitches.
It's a mystery that took 9 adults and 4 weeks for people to finally figure out what she was doing.
That kid shouldn't be punished. Is that bad? I mean, that is determination, tenacity.
Ingenuity.
Ingenuity, that is right.
Give that girl a diploma. If you're just tuning in, we're doing another edition of
COVIDsanity.
Finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. And a new study found people who wear glasses are 3 times less likely to catch COVID.
Wow.
Interesting.
The reason is you're less likely to touch your eyes. So you're not going to be rubbing Corona in them like us non-glasses wearers
do. Look at that, suckers.
What else is happening in the world? Well, there's a policy in place right now where if you're traveling to Hawaii, you need to present proof of a negative COVID test.
Okay.
Or you're going to be required to do a mandatory 10-day quarantine arrive.
That makes sense.
Which part of me wants to book a trip there and just tell, like, work, oh, I forgot about the I'm stuck here for 2 weeks, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry. Whoops, extended vacation.
Well, 2 people from Louisiana recently showed up to the Aloha State without their negative tests.
Uh-oh.
And the screener told them, I'm sorry, but you can't go through.
Yeah, you got to quarantine.
And they replied saying, no, it's fine. And they handed him $3,000.
Whoa. I'd be like, yeah, you're right. It is fine. Yeah. You guys have a great trip. Aloha.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me, though? But if you get caught, if they spread coronavirus across, yeah, and they'll trace it back to you.
Probably get arrested.
Yeah.
Well, the screener turned down the money, told the police, and the cops arrested the couple for bribery.
Oh, man.
He should get a raise.
Yeah, for real.
You know he didn't. He got a certificate.
And the pandemic just might change dating for good. Because according to a new survey, for the first time ever, more than 50% of singles say they now prefer meeting people through online dating.
Oh, wow. Really?
I thought that wasn't the case before the pandemic.
No, this is the first time it's ever been over half of single people.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny because I remember maybe 10 years ago when you tell your family you met someone online and it was like,
you weirdo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now you say, oh, we met in a bar. And everyone's like, ooh, in person?
You didn't screen him first?
How?
How do you know if he likes hiking or not?
Yeah. How do you know his criminal record?
I know Apple is updating their syringe emoji. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
For the COVID vaccine. So instead of the syringe being red and filled with blood, it's now a clear blue liquid.
Okay.
So sorry for all you blood syringe fans out there.
Yeah. There's a lot of phlebotomists. Like, really?
Yeah.
Our group chat sucks now.
And finally, a new study figured out which animals are most likely to spread the next coronavirus.
Oh, man. I love animals. Which one's going to give
Please
it
Please don't give me puppy.
Brooke?
Don't show me puppy.
Brooke, I'm just saying right now, you might be in trouble here.
Why?
Okay, because their list includes not only bats, hedgehogs, and rabbits, but it also includes camels. And remember, your husband rode in on one for your wedding.
Yes.
So, I don't
know. Camels have a special place in my heart.
Does that make your husband a super spreader? Camel COVID 19?
Camel COVID?
Yeah, we just found patient zero.
That's a whole different problem.
Patient zero is your husband, so we're going to be sending the CDC over to your house later.
All right, cool.
Those are the COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.